Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, May 18th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Margaret Sanger. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another captivating episode of Wikipedia. This is a space where we unravel the intricacies of remarkable Wikipedia articles, exploring how they intersect with our own lives and the broader societal movements. Today, I am thrilled to shine a spotlight on a fascinating and controversial figure who profoundly impacted reproductive rights, Margaret Sanger. Margaret Higgins Sanger, born on September 14, 1879, was an influential American birth control activist, sex educator, writer, and nurse. Her work remains monumental in the conversation about women's reproductive rights. Sanger is often credited with popularizing the term birth control, and she played a pivotal role in establishing organizations that would later evolve into the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. So, who exactly was Margaret Sanger? Why is her legacy both celebrated and critiqued? Let's delve into her life, exploring the layers that made her both a revered and a contentious figure. Born in Corning, New York, Margaret was the sixth of 11 children in a working-class Irish-American family. Her mother's health struggles, exacerbated by numerous pregnancies, profoundly influenced Sanger's perspective on the importance of family planning. These early life experiences ignited her lifelong commitment to fighting for women's access to birth control. Imagine growing up observing the hardships of your own family, notably the physical and emotional toll of repeated childbearing on your mother. This was the backdrop against which Sanger's dedication was formed. A poignant anecdote involves her mother's death at the age of 50, believed to have been hastened by the strain of numerous pregnancies. This loss became a personal catalyst for Margaret's future endeavors. Fast forward to the 1910s, when Sanger's nursing experience in New York City's Lower East Side further opened her eyes to the desperate needs of women bearing many children, often in poor health and unable to support them. The harsh realities faced by these families and the lack of access to birth control were central to fueling Sanger's resolve. Now, dear listeners, let's pause for a provocative question. In a world so radically different from a century ago, how do we view the concept of access to contraception and its implications on societal health and gender equity? Sanger's activism took an assertive turn when she began publishing a newspaper titled The Woman Rebel in 1914. This publication challenged existing laws, notably the Comstock Act, which prohibited dissemination of contraceptive information. Unsurprisingly, this move placed her under legal scrutiny and led to her temporary exile to Europe. However, the threat of imprisonment was merely a detour in her path rather than a deterrent. The tide of change continued as Sanger, driven by unwavering determination, opened the first birth control clinic in the United States in 1916. This Brooklyn-based facility sought to empower women with information and resources, though it was shut down within days, a testament to the barriers she faced. Another thought-provoking point to consider: what lengths should activists go to in order to affect social change, and how do we balance civil disobedience with legal frameworks? Sanger's work was not without its detractors. She was a polarizing figure, criticized, among other reasons, for her association with the eugenics movement. Sanger espoused ideas that many today find unacceptable, raising complex discussions about the interplay of social progress and the methods employed to achieve it. Now, dear listeners, I urge you to contemplate: can the importance of one's work be separated from contentious aspects of their beliefs? How do we, as a society, reconcile these complexities in the narratives of historical figures? Despite criticisms, Sanger's influence undoubtedly contributed to the gradual normalization and acceptance of birth control. Her actions underscored the importance of autonomy and choice in reproductive health, laying groundwork for subsequent legal victories, such as the Supreme Court's decision in Griswold v. Connecticut, which legalized the use of contraceptives by married couples in 1965, and eventually more widespread access. As we piece together Sanger's journey, it's clear she was a linchpin in a larger tapestry of progress. Her tireless advocacy for women's reproductive rights has left a legacy that continues to shape discussions around health policy and gender equality. In conclusion, Margaret Sanger's story invites us to reflect on the nature of social change and the individuals who bear its weight. Her life poses compelling questions about activism, legacy, and the layers of human motivation. Questions that are as relevant today as they were during her time. As we wrap up this episode of Wikipedia, take a moment to delve deeper into the world of Margaret Sanger by exploring her story and its implications. How does her legacy resonate with contemporary discussions on women's rights? How might we reframe her story to inspire future generations? I invite you all to continue to educate yourselves and contribute to these ongoing conversations. Until next time, keep your curiosity alive and keep questioning the world around you. Thank you for joining me on this enlightening journey through the life of Margaret Sanger. Let's stay tuned into history, for it continues to shape our future, one story at a time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Margaret Sanger. Thanks for listening. See you next time.